About 1 in 68 children have been identified with autism spectrum disorder. That's according to the latest estimates from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And many large companies out there are taking note of the potential for an untapped workforce. Microsoft, JP Morgan Chase, Ford Motor Company, to name a few. These are major companies that have created autism employment programs, developing HR practices for hiring and being proactive on retaining employees with autism. We're talking about autism and disabilities in the workforce on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Deanna Krell is a workforce development director here in Wisconsin. She covers Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Deanna, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what is the goal of Wisconsin's Department of Vocational Rehabilitation?
I would like to start by framing it with a quote from Stephen Hawking, who said he was a brilliant man with a significant disability, and he said, "Never give up work. Work gives you meaning and purpose, and life is empty without it." This really is the why behind Division of Vocational Rehabilitation's mission, which is to empower people with disabilities to get jobs, keep jobs, and get better jobs. You know, we do this by we lead Wisconsin's efforts in providing employment services and vocational counseling to people with disabilities through our staff who work with them to identify what a good employment goal will be for themselves and then put that in motion. We develop a plan that guides how we would work together to get that end goal of employment. I would like to add that because employment is the focus, we have another customer, and that's really the Wisconsin businesses. Mm-hmm. And so we have DVR Business Service Consultants whose role is to work directly with Wisconsin businesses, educate them about DVR, educate them about hiring people with disabilities. And DVR is also able to use community partners. We call them DVR service providers. And they also, we all work together with individuals with disabilities and employers to further the mission of getting people with disabilities into jobs.
And we'll talk about disabilities in general during this conversation. But in particular, we want to be focused a lot here on autism. Do you see people acknowledging autism in a way they didn't do a decade ago or two decades ago? Is it more accepting now?
I guess I've been in the field over 20 years and I have seen a change. I think just in general, society is more aware. I think you see it in the education field and the health field. Even in our agency, you know, we are hosting education sessions for our staff on autism and working with people with autism. Again, you know, DVR does work with all individuals with disabilities, but last year, out of all the individuals that we worked with, about 8.6% identified themselves as having autism as their primary disability.
Some major companies, including Microsoft, are really actively recruiting people with autism because they see potential in some people who've been dismissed in the past. In what ways do companies like Microsoft, like Ford, benefit from hiring people with autism?
Well, people with autism, people with other disabilities, they want to work just like anyone else, and they have a lot to offer. I think there's, you know, historically, there's been a lot of myths out there about people with autism or people with disabilities in general and in hiring them. And those myths can really be dispelled. And companies, what I've heard from them is they want to gain a competitive edge. And one way they can do that is by having a diverse workforce. If you have a diverse workforce that is made up of individuals with disabilities, they are getting a more diverse, unique perspective that helps their companies, gives them a competitive edge. People with disabilities want to work. They're hard workers, and they're very loyal and dedicated workers as well. So those are, I think, some reasons why, you know, it's a smart business move for employers to do this. And also in Wisconsin, if you look at our state right now, our unemployment rate is at a record low, right? More people than ever are involved in the workforce. So the unemployment rate's only about 2.9% across the state. So, but employers still need people to work, and they are still looking for talent and dedicated, qualified workers to do that. And they need to really look into some of those other talent labor pools, that being one of individuals with disabilities.
Deanna Krell is with us. She is a workforce development director in the state, covering Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a disability? What do you do for your work? What do you think about making money and knowing you're contributing to a greater goal? Was it hard to land a job? 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Deanna, let's talk about the training process. The department wants to empower and equip people with disabilities to develop skills to be part of the workforce. What are the mechanics of making that idea, that notion, a reality?
Sure. We do have to keep in mind that each person we work with is different and unique. And so, and that's especially true for individuals with autism. Someone's experience of their disability really varies from person to person. So what we are doing and what our DVR counselors do is they sit down individually with each person to really try to look at what's going to be a good job match for them. Where are their skill sets? We might do some assessments, some counseling. We realize that the person we're working with is the expert about themselves, and we really want to listen to them and try to help figure out what might be a good path for them to go down with employment. We also have to keep in mind labor market information, but it's a lot of planning, counseling, and then really looking at, you know, are there skills that are missing that need, I guess, to be elevated a little bit, improved? That could be something like just the soft skills of employment. So having individuals work with instructors on what are some of those soft skills? What does that mean? Those interpersonal skills, being on time, working with your coworkers and your boss. We also look at what technical skills might somebody need. So are there different training programs? We do have individuals who are going on to the technical colleges or the four-year colleges to gain those skills that they might need to be successful in employment. I think the biggest piece of success is really looking at what skills does somebody have that they can bring to an employer, and how does that meet an employer's business need. If you can do that, you're going to have a great match and you're going to have some long-lasting employment for both that person with a disability and the employer then to fill their workforce needs.
Well, let's go to the phones now. Let's bring in Jerry in La Crosse. Jerry, what's your story?
Well, I found out that I had, well, what they called Asperger's when I was in my teens. They labeled me as medium-high functioning. And it seems like any time I let an employer know that, hey, I have this, it shouldn't be an issue, they would hire me, but then were looking at me a little bit closer and found any reason to let me go. I no longer inform my employers about it, and since I stopped informing them, it's never been an issue.
Jerry, may I ask what you do now? What is your work?
I'm in the technical field in people's homes.
Well, Jerry,
I don't want to reveal too much information.
Do you feel like you made the right choice in not letting employers know more about you and who you are?
100%. It's something where I was taught soft skills by my father when I was in my teens. This is how you interact with people. And my employers all know, have always known that I'm a little weird. But without knowing that, oh, he has something that is labeled as a disability. Oh, he's going to be weird with customers. Oh, he was weird with customers once. We might as well get rid of him.
Jerry, thank you so much for your story and sharing that. Deanna, your thoughts?
Sure. Thank you, Jerry. And that is a personal choice as far as do you disclose your disability or not. That is something that if a person with a disability is working with a DVR counselor, we are talking about that and what does that mean? Because certainly, you know, we exist because there are still, I think, some people that struggle with understanding disability. Unfortunately, there is still discrimination that can occur. But I think we're seeing a trend towards employers understanding this. But it is a personal choice as far as do you want to disclose or do you not. And a DVR counselors, they often walk people through that choice. And if you are going to disclose, what does that mean? It's hard for individuals who have more of a hidden disability. Mm-hmm. So that choice is a little bit harder. Some individuals, it is more apparent to another person that they have a disability. So in those cases, you do have to kind of address it and talk to the employer about it.
We're talking about disabilities and the workforce. Deanna Krell is with us, Workforce Development Director in the state, covering several counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. You can join in this conversation, 800-642-1234. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. News is next. Research on autism spectrum disorders has gained traction. The CDC estimates as many as 5 million Americans have autism. We're finding out about how the business community is approaching disabilities in the workforce on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Workforce Development Director Deanna Krell. She covers Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties for Wisconsin's Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And you can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you wonder about working with people who have disabilities? Do you find yourself hesitant to ask questions? Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Deanna, what are some potential employers wondering about in the process of training and hiring up someone with a disability?
I think they have a lot of questions. And one of the things that we try to remind them is that it is no different than hiring somebody without a disability. When you bring employees on, you have to be aware of what their learning style is, regardless of what that disability is or isn't, and really try to help them figure out how to learn the job. If they are working with a DVR job seeker, they may also have that support from DVR to kind of help them figure out those things and ask questions. We sometimes have individuals who maybe they do need a little bit more time training, or they learn in a different manner. Sometimes we might talk to an employer about our on-the-job training initiative, and that is where we work with the employer and the job seeker and try to figure out what might their training time frame look like. And DVR kind of will offer sometimes to help compensate some of those wages during that training time. That's our on-the-job training program. So they have questions. I encourage them to ask. I encourage them to use DVR as a resource. But again, it's no different than bringing any other employee on and trying to figure out what the best way is to train a new staff person.
Let's bring in Renee now, joining us from Lake Mills. Hi, Renee.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
So both my husband and son are on the autism spectrum, specifically with Asperger's. My husband just turned 47, and he was not diagnosed until our son was, about 10 years ago. It was really eye-opening for both myself and for my husband. He had jobs where he wasn't that good at certain things and didn't really understand why. He always thought that people thought he was stupid or weird, and discovering not only how to help our son excel with the things that he was good at, it really helped my husband understand how to interact better with people, hone the things that he was really good at to excel in the job industry.
So, Deanna, helping two generations at once.
Certainly, yes. And I think we have seen that. Earlier in the program, we talked about the overall awareness, and I do think that the medical community, the education community is more aware of this, and so what may have not been diagnosed in Renee's husband's case, when he was younger, was when her son, you know, went to school or was working with the medical field. So, yes.
Renee, thank you so much for calling in. And let's introduce now Austin Michalski. He is a supply aide for the Emergency Department and Trauma Center at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. He's had this job for more than 2 years. Austin, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
So what does a typical day at work look like for you? What do you do?
I stock 36 exam rooms in the EDTC with medical supplies and stuff.
And so you get to talk to people, and I understand you've learned when to have long conversations and when not to. Can you tell us about that?
Like, when you can have long conversations, you can have them like at retirement parties, brewer games, or at lunch. But when you're at work, you can't do it because I'm at work and they're doing their work.
So you've learned an awareness for respecting other people's time. When can you talk to people you work with a little bit more and a little bit less? How do you know when to be able to do that?
I do that when I talk to people during more time, like during my break, like retirement parties or brewer games are the times that you could talk to them more.
What do you love about your job?
I love like helping the people, the patients and stuff, and working with everybody.
You've been doing this job for about 2 years now, but you didn't always work at the hospital. Where did you work before?
I worked at a grocery store as a utility clerk, where I bagged groceries and collecting the carts for them.
And what did you learn at the grocery store?
Customer service and flexibility.
And we've heard that you call this your dream job at the hospital. Why is that?
Because after Project Search, I wanted to be at Children's so bad, but then I didn't work out right away, so because I didn't need customer service skills. After working at the grocery store, I learned those customer service skills, so I was ready to get the job at the hospital then.
So you came into this after completing what's called the Project Search Internship Program at Children's Hospital. That's a 9-month job training program for people with disabilities. And Austin, you have autism. How does that change the work you do?
Well, having autism is not easy, but I'm going right through it and stuff.
Is that ever on your mind as you do your work each day at Children's?
Not much anymore.
Yeah. Project Search has these rotations, so people experience different areas of work for 10 weeks to develop skills and figure out what they like to do. I understand you had a pretty loud voice when you came into the program. Why did you change that about yourself?
Well, because when I had rotation in the office setting, I had to be quiet because I was seeing other people there talking quietly. So if I want to be part of their team, I have to lower the volume of my voice.
And how did you work on that specific skill, the volume of your voice?
My coach helped me work together with it.
Did you appreciate your coach?
I do.
You still work with the coach?
I do.
You also worked on eating together with other people. You used to not worry about making a mess at a lunch table as long as you cleaned it up, but now it's different. What do you do when you eat now?
I put my food on a plate and use napkins, and now people want to eat with me.
A lot of people, Austin, who have a disability or not, have trouble being on time. Is that an issue for you?
No, I am never late.
What is the secret? How are you never late? We want to know.
I don't know. I just set my alarm and just get up and stop.
And Project Search also helps people start believing in themselves. And you didn't used to have this drive, this determination, but now you do. What do you like about the new Austin?
When you have a license, you have more freedom. You can drive yourself, and then you can even go to places where the city bus doesn't take you to.
What should people know about your experience as a person living with autism and working with you each day at Children's?
It's not easy to have that disability, but I'm working right through it.
Do you have any advice to you could tell other people who have a disability?
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
Not sure. Well, Austin Michalski, thank you so much for telling your story.
No problem, Kate.
Have a great day at work.
I will.
Austin Michalski is a supply aide for the Emergency Department and Trauma Center at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, and he's had that job for more than 2 years. Deanna, as you hear Austin talk about his job, so much pride in what he is doing. What do you make of that?
Well, it makes me happy, and I realize that DVR's mission is getting fulfilled with Austin and with many others. You know, last year we helped over 4,000 people meet have successful employment outcomes. And Austin mentioned the Project Search program. That is has been a very helpful strategy program that DVR has been involved with. 8 years ago, I think we had one Project Search site in the state, and now we're going to be up to about 27. It's a national model that started with a children's hospital in Ohio, and you had heard Kate explain it's about a 9-month program, but it's just been very successful. It is for younger individuals like Austin, and you can see that Austin gained a lot. He learned from that, went out, got a job, gained some more skills, and then was able to secure employment with Children's where he had done the Project Search program at.
Let's bring in Karen now, joining us from Jefferson. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you so much for bringing DVR resources to light. We're relatively new to the program, so my 17-year-old son utilizes DVR resources, and we actually heard about it through a friend, and the first time that my son actually took a job was very difficult, and it wasn't a positive experience, and it was prior to the DVR training and coaching. And I guess my question was around, is there a way to get the word out? And so I appreciate that it's on the radio. Is there a way to get the word out to parents and teenagers who want to work but maybe have a disability? And, you know, how are some ways that, I guess, DVR gets the word out?
Karen, may I ask, what is your son doing now?
Well, he's in school, so we're just starting a new coaching we have a new coach, and so working on those soft skills. The other sort of barrier for us is that we both work full time, and transportation in some of the rural areas of Wisconsin are not sufficient to get him to a job during the day. So we're struggling a little bit with the transportation piece, but he's being coached right now to do some job shadowing.
Karen, thank you so much for telling your story. Deanna?
Yeah, Karen, thank you. And you had mentioned that your son is in high school, and DVR does have a commitment and a focus to being a presence in Wisconsin high schools. We do have a DVR counselor that is assigned to work with each public school in Wisconsin. We work closely with our counterparts at Department of Public Instruction, and so we continue to try to get the word out. And so I am happy to be here to talk about this on the radio. I think over the last several years, I've seen more people be aware of who we are and what we do. And I'm glad that your son is trying to get those job experiences. It sounds like he might be doing some job shadows, which is a great strategy that we use to introduce individuals to what this job may be like, and is it something that someone might want to do? And there's definitely trial and error involved with what we do. Oftentimes, we have people try a job experience out out, where they're actually getting paid, they work there for a couple weeks to a couple months, again, as an assessment, as a test, to kind of see where their strengths are. Is this a right job match? What do we need to be thinking about for that longer-term employment match?
Are there challenges in this being in urban areas versus rural Wisconsin?
We talk about that as a division as well, that there are differences. We are one statewide program. It is individualized, but we follow the same rules. We are one program. But there are different challenges. And, you know, Austin even mentioned it. He's from an urban area, but the bus doesn't go everywhere there either. And certainly in our rural areas, transportation is one of those issues, barriers that does need to be addressed. And DVR also works with individuals to talk about those types of barriers as well.
Let's bring in John now in Boaz. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations to, I can't remember her name yet, but...
Deanna? Yeah,
Deanna.
For DVR, yes.
For having put 4,000 people to work... I have autism, and they've called me names, of course, but some apply, a savant, idiot, Asperger's disease or syndrome, because I have a high energy and I have ability to learn. I have become a very happy person. I had applied myself to a technology, and I became a computer expert at the Federal Reserve Bank for the Burroughs Corporation, and I went on to GE, and I built CAT scanners, and then I got hired into the research department for MRI. So I am very grateful that we are all human. We all have knowledge of good and evil, but some people really can't understand that. Well, Franklin Roosevelt put the unemployed, disabled people to work with Social Security in the 30s. They helped them through the Depression. It's because they put in to the workforce and Federal Insurance Corporation of America for 25 years, I did, until I had an accident.
John, it is such an amazing story to hear about John's trajectory in the workforce. And Deanna, he really found his niche in the tech sector.
Yeah, and I think some of the companies you mentioned earlier...
Microsoft and JP Morgan Chase.
There are some individuals... with autism or on the autism spectrum that have a high skill set in that area and they want to maximize that skill set. So Microsoft has noted that, and you know, definitely it sounds like John had a niche for that skill set as well.
We're learning about disabilities in the workforce, Project Search, designed to help young adults with disabilities learn key job skills that can lead to gainful employment. We're continuing our conversation about autism and the workforce here on The Morning Show, talking with Deanna Krell. She is a workforce development director in Wisconsin, covering Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. How has working with people with a range of abilities changed the way you think about others? Have you learned things from colleagues? In what ways do you accommodate people's needs to include them rather than put a label on them, as John said there? Are you a hiring manager? What has diversity and disability meant to your team? Call in at 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation after a news update here on the Ideas Network. A high percentage of adults with autism are unable to find work or work enough to support themselves. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, less than 20% of adults with disabilities were working or looking for work in 2014. We're talking about autism, disabilities in the workforce here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Deanna Krell stays with us. She is a workforce development director in Wisconsin, covering several counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And you can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234 with your experiences, your story. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Now let's bring in Stacy Benz. She is Human Resources Director for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So what does your hospital do to include people with disabilities in the workforce?
Great, thank you. Children's is an equal opportunity employer, and we are absolutely looking for qualified, talented individuals with and without disabilities. And we have over 5,000 employees across the state of Wisconsin. We hire, you know, entry-level, clinical, non-clinical, and we have had a wonderful partnership with Project Search to help build a pool of talented individuals with disabilities to help our community and to help our workforce.
And we'll get to Project Search here in just a moment, but Stacy, why do you see people with disabilities as an untapped workforce?
It is a competitive environment for talent, and as Deanna mentioned, unemployment is at an all-time low, and we are looking for all types of workers, and we want those individuals with and without disabilities that have those great marketable, transferable, competitive skills that can do well to help us in serving, you know, our patients and families and their clients here at Children's Hospital.
How do people with disabilities contribute to the values of the hospital? Things like diversity or a reflection, perhaps, of the patients?
Great. Yeah, we serve a very diverse population of patients and clients, and our patients and families also appreciate our commitment to having a diverse workforce. You know, provides hope for those that we serve who see, you know, really others like themselves in the work environment, and it really creates a great environment for everyone, including, you know, our staff and those we serve.
So with Project Search, what has been the role, you know, from an employer standpoint, how has that been for you as you, you know, go through these programs with these trainees, preparing to bring them on to work in your hospital?
Mm-hmm. We've had a wonderful partnership with Project Search over the past 7 years. And, you know, as mentioned earlier, it is a 9-month program, and we focus on young adults ages 18 to 24 that have disabilities. It's a great opportunity to learn skills. There's classroom, there's hands-on, and there's also the rotation within the work environment. And it really creates, it's a nice partnership right here on site at Children's Hospital, and we have the education support with job coaches and career specialists to work with each individual. And typically the classes are 10 to 12 individuals.
Well, going through the program, it's no guarantee, though. Is that right? People have to compete for the jobs?
Absolutely. And what we're doing is preparing individuals to be very competitive for jobs here with us at Children's and other jobs within the community. And so beyond what we're doing, you know, for us as an employer, it's a great opportunity to build skills within our community for other employers as well.
Deanna, I'm going to bring you back here into the conversation. Why is it so important for people with autism and other disabilities to find that meaningful employment?
Well, I mean, as I said earlier, most of us, I think those of us who do work, we often define ourselves by what we do and where we go every day. And that's no different for our individuals with disabilities. It does provide purpose and meaning. And it's just, you know, everyone needs to be a part of the community. And so competitive, integrated employment in the community is the goal for the individuals with disabilities that DVR is working with.
Stacey, it's also about the culture and actually fitting into the organization, not just the job itself. So not everyone can do the job regardless of whether they have a disability or not. Is that right?
We do focus on absolutely the job skills and also those soft skills, the opportunity to you learn about what's important in our culture and the values as far as, you know, how we expect our employees to interact with each other. And so that's another important part of it. You're right. It's the technical skills along with those very important soft skills.
How do you prepare people on your staff when their colleague may have different needs or accomplish their work in different ways?
Mm-hmm. We have an environment that is very receptive to working with one another. We have a collaborative work environment, and at times there are, you know, challenges that we need to work through as we work with different colleagues, and we partner with one another to figure out what's the best way to help create success within this in work environment. So with those individuals that we may have on site here, that we do have on site with Project Search, we also partner with the job coach in working with those leaders and those departments as another resource. So we are very accommodating and really look at how can we make it work for everyone.
And I just wanted to add that as a representative from DVR, I have had employers reach out to me, and I have gone in and done some basic disability sensitivity, disability awareness training with different departments of a business. It's some common sense kind of discussion, but it's a discussion that often needs to be had.
What kind of things surface?
Well, we try to make everyone aware that disability is pretty, you know, about 1 in 5 people have experienced a disability. Most of us, if we think about it, know somebody, a family member, a friend, a neighbor who has experienced a disability. So we kind of get them thinking about that. And that really, it kind of comes down to the golden rule, right? Treat others as how you would want to be treated. And sometimes people are just afraid to ask questions, and that's one of the things that I tell them, and it's okay. It is okay to ask questions about a disability or about how the person would maybe like to learn, or do they need help with something or not. Don't assume, ask questions, things like that.
Let's bring in Julie now, joining us from Appleton with a story. Hi, Julie. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to thank DVR. Their services, along with the people at Festival Foods in the Fox Valley, hired my son, who has autism, 2 years ago. My son went from staying home and basically living in my basement to being employed and just loving his job. Oh. I cannot say enough good things about DVR and about Festival Foods. They totally changed my son's life. He, like I said, he spent a lot of time at home, and now he's working 5 days a week. He works part-time. He collects carts and does the bagging. But they initially worked very well with him to try to get him over some of those bumps in the road for his scheduling and working around some health issues. They kept him on and kept working with him. He takes extreme pride in his work now, never misses a shift, and has since started to train other people.
So, oh, fabulous story.
I can't say enough about both of those ages, both places. So thank you.
Thank you, Julie, for sharing that with us. It means a lot to hear your story and your son's story, and I hope he keeps having fun at his job.
Deanna, what do you hope for the future when it comes to people with disabilities like autism and their place in the workforce? What do you see down the road?
I just want to continue to grow that awareness and to educate employers, other colleagues, job seekers, that people with disabilities, be it autism or something else, have a lot to offer. And it's not we're not asking employers to do this out of the goodness of their hearts or charity. It meets a business need, and someone with a disability has wonderful, wonderful skills to offer.
Stacy, what advice would you give other organizations considering to specifically embrace more people with disabilities on their payroll?
I think it's a benefit to all involved. It's a great opportunity to enhance our community and to really give individuals with competitive, marketable skills the opportunity to provide great service at your workplace. And I would tell you that our experience with Project Search in particular, we've found such a contribution to our work environment, and that individuals are eager and ready to learn. And it's just a great opportunity, not only for you as an employer, but more importantly for individuals who are really ready, eager, and interested in contributing at your place of employment.
And Deanna, where can people go to learn more about services the state of Wisconsin provides and how they can connect to local job centers and employers?
Sure. People can visit the department website. It's dwd.wisconsin.gov/DVR. You could visit or call your local job center. There is also a complete listing of job centers at jobcenterofwisconsin.com. We also have a 1-800 number. I don't know if you want me to give that or not, as well as a general email address. But you can find most things online to connect with DVR if you're an individual looking for work or a business.
Well, Deanna and Stacy, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Deanna Krell is a workforce development director in Wisconsin covering Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. We also have been talking with Stacy Benz, who's human resources director for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And Austin Michalski talked to us about how autism impacts his work at his dream job there at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. This hour, The Morning Show, was produced by Keely Baltina and Ideas Network Director Cheryl Gasser. Michael Derringer provided technical direction. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this conversation on disabilities in the workforce, you find it on the Ideas Network.